Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and Thankful Thursday. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." the effective permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate pastor, Kathy Dubose, from Led by God's Christian Ministry down in Arizona, is going to come this evening and bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. At this time, I would like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory. All right. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 12. Amen? And we're going to read 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. Amen? And it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, so whatever Bible you read from is still the Word of God. Amen? Paul's vision and his thorn in his flesh is what this chapter is talking about. Amen? And it says, this boasting will do no good, but I must go on. And this is Paul speaking. I will reluctantly tell about visions and revelations from the Lord. I was caught up to the third heaven 14 years ago, whether I was in my body or out of my body, I don't know. Only God knows. Yes, only God knows whether I was in my body or outside my body, but I do not know. Excuse me, but I do know that I was caught up to paradise and heard things so astounding that they cannot be expressed in words. Things no human is allowed to tell. That experience is worth boasting about, but I'm not going to do it. I will boast only about my weaknesses. If I wanted to boast, I would be no fool in doing so, because I would be telling the truth. But I won't do it, because I don't want anyone to give me credit beyond what they can see in my life or hear in my message. Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God. So to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. 3 different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. Power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of God, that the power of Christ can work through me. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. So some people seem to enjoy talking about their afflictions. This was not the case with the Apostle Paul. He does, however, tells us in today's scripture passage about his afflictions. His thorn in the flesh, we are grateful that he shared such an experience with us. We often ask about our trouble. Why did God send this upon me? Maybe God did not send it at all. Amen. Paul said the thorn was a messenger of Satan sent to torment him in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Much of our suffering is due to our own folly. Satan deceives us. Amen? Praise God. My text for this message is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And it says, "And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Praise be to God. And my title for this message is Thorn in the Flesh. And this evening, my message is divided into two paragraphs or two parts. Amen. Number one, we're going to talk about what was Paul's thorn in the flesh. We are not really sure. It may have been figurative or it may have been literal. If figurative, it could have been a bad temper, remorse for having persecuted the church, some personal adversary or carnal temptation. If literal, it might have been malaria, an eye disease, or epilepsy, arthritis, or maybe an unhealed wound from some beatings. What is your thorn? It may be anything exceedingly trying to or difficult. It may be a weak body, a great sorrow, or some nagging burden or gnawing burden. It may be a bad heart or disappointment, maybe failure or weakness. It may be something, someone who is always getting under your skin. A person may be born with a thorn or discover it late in life. Amen? We do not know what tormented Paul. I'm glad we don't. If we did, it would help us only when we had that particular affliction. As it is, as it is, his thorn represents every affliction. Now, there is one thing we can say. His thorn in the flesh repudiates the philosophy that if you live right, you will be healthy and things will go smoothly for you. Think of how God's people have suffered. Job had something like skin cancer. Moses had a stammering tongue. Jeremiah was overwhelmed with a sense of his own deficiencies. Peter had a bad temper. Francis of Assisi had tuberculosis. Fanny Crosby was blind. Ignatius of Loyola was physically disabled. Joni Erickson Taba is a quadruple. If you have a thorn, you stand in the company of some great of history. Number two, how can we deal with our thorns? Well, you can refuse to admit it. You can try to escape it through drink or pleasure. You can harden yourself to it. But how did Paul deal with his thorn? Number one, Paul prayed about it. So we can do the same thing if you have a thorn in your flesh. Pray about it. He admitted his problem and pleaded with the Lord to take it away in 2 Corinthians 12:8. Moses faced the bitter complaints of his people through prayer. Elijah, upon feeling helpless and powerless on Mount Carmel, cried out to God. David, when his heart was broken by his own failure and sin, prayed. You can learn the secret of a power beyond your own through prayer. Amen. Pray about everything. Paul relied on the grace of God. And so can we. Time Paul prayed that God would remove the thorn, the answer came back, no. But God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And Paul came to know the sufficiency of God's sustaining grace. God's grace is sufficient in our weakness, in our suffering, and in our sin. Paul gloried in his thorn. He came to thank God for it. And the final note to be sounded in any spiritual victory is that of thanksgiving. In Ephesians, he spoke of in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things. Amen. Thank God for everything, no matter how big or small it may be. Thank God for it. And perhaps, excuse me, weakness, suffering, and trials can bring great spiritual blessings. Perhaps that is the reason Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:9, most gladly, therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen? Praise God. The word power in the Greek is expressively beautiful. In the Old Testament, when the presence of God was exceedingly great, presence was the Shekinah glory. It went before the children of Israel on their wilderness journeys. It was also above the tabernacle. It signifies the personal presence of God. So Paul said, in essence, my very weakness has made it possible for the Shekinah glory of the Lord to dwell over me. Paul's physical handicap brought spiritual blessings. In the posh church of St. Cuthbert during the last century, George Mattson prayed that his thorn might be removed. What was his thorn? On the eve of his sister's marriage, something happened that broke his heart. He said, I prefer not to tell it. We do not know what it was. It might have been the message from the doctor that he would soon be blind. It might have been that his sweetheart, excuse me, whom he loved dearly, refused to marry him when she heard of his blindness. Whatever it was that broke George Mattson's heart, he called it his thorn in the flesh. Through that experience of his broken heart, the thorn in his flesh, he wrote the hymn, O love that will not let me go. Years later, he said, I have lived to thank God for my thorn. Amen. Praise be to God. God gives us grace to bear our pain and bring us to the place where we can glory in our suffering. Thank God for your thorn. Amen. I hope this short message was a blessing to you as it was unto me. Praise be to God. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and Thankful Thursday, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose will be here to bless us with a mighty word from God. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to play another selection.
Heavens and
Amen. Praise God. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Living in Dependency on Me. And the scripture reading is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10. And it says, But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Praise be to God. Acts 17 and 28 says, For in him we live and move and have our being. Praise God. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7 says, So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Praise be to God. John 14 and 20 says, On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me. And I am in you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Again, the title is Living in Dependency on Me. It's a glorious adventure. Most people scurry around busily, trying to accomplish things through their own strength and ability. Some succeed enormously. Others fail miserably. Both groups miss what life is meant to be. Living and working in collaboration with me. When you depend on me continually, your whole perspective changes. You see miracles happening all around, while others see only natural occurrences and coincidence. You begin each day with joyful expectation, watching to see what I will do. You accept weakness as a gift from me, knowing that my power plugs in most readily to consecrate weakness. You keep your plans tentative, knowing that my plans are far superior. You consciously live, move, and have your being in me, desiring that I live in you, I in you, and you in me. This is the intimate adventure I offer you. To God be the glory for the reading of the word. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. Let us pray. Abba, which means Father, you are a father to the fatherless and the defender of those in need. Holy is your name, for you stand above all. I lift up your name in praise and admiration, acknowledging you as my Father, a Father who is always there when I need you. Sometimes our earthly fathers abandon us or don't know how to be there when we need them. But when that happens, you rise up as our true father. You fill the gap and bring comfort and guidance to each of us who seeks your face as father. You have so many children, Abba, that I don't know how you could keep track of us all at one time, but you do. You are the greatest father of all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. So while we are waiting, I will play another selection. Amen. And also, you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I like to play God is Sustaining Me by the Wiki Tones. Praise God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Let's assemble. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me.
Yes.
And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God?
All over me.
mercies, favor, and no of its grace. Jesus paid the price, covered me in his blood, his love, only his love, restores my soul. Stars must soar forever.
Jesus
is sustaining me when I'm in trouble, when I'm sick.
Jesus,
you see, he touched my body,
sustaining.
And I can feel a mile of me. Yeah.
And no matter,
no matter what the time, his blood
always brings me.
Oh,
rest. Jesus.
Somebody gotta cry out, Jesus.
Sustaining me.
Sometimes you gotta call him
Jesus.
You gotta call on him.
Sustaining me.
My Lord.
Jesus.
Sustain me. Oh yes he does.
Sustains me.
Late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me.
When I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me.
Trouble.
God is sustaining.
Trouble all the time.
God, you are listening to Pray One for Another. And while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection while we are waiting. Amen. Praise be to God.
Should be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with me. Devotion.
You provide the spirit.
and Abba Father, how many times have I neglected to receive the comfort and care you have for me as my father? Because I forget that you are there. Or because I simply don't know you by this name. You are God. You are the creator. You are holy. And sometimes that makes me feel as if you are also distant. The name Abba tells me that you are not distant at all. In fact, you are as close to me as a father is to his child. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you because you hold my cares in your hand. You hold my heart in your own. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this afternoon, for this evening. And you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And our speaker will be with us momentarily. In the meantime, I will play another selection while we're waiting. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we are waiting on our speaker, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who's going to come and bless us this evening with a mighty word from God. So while we are waiting, I will play a short selection while we're waiting on Pastor Kathy. Amen.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations, but there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, they help to save your feet. Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs.
Friends and family, they can walk away.
But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day.
He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will say.
God, and he'll show the way.
Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe.
I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive.
Through your faith, your eyes will be open.
Through the hope he is in the Father,
he saved us for his own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. I'm just a dead, I fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise God. It's in your hands.
Okie dokie. I have no Bluetooth.
Okay.
So I got to run around with my phone. But you can hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, bless the Lord. Oh,
amen.
My goodness. We have an awesome, awesome, awesome word tonight. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, it's going to feel like Thanksgiving, y'all. I'm telling you. I don't know about anybody else, but I look forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I'm telling you, this meal that we're about to receive is going to be, my goodness, even better than what you get on Thanksgiving. There's somebody on the line that remembers we used to get sweet potato jack, and we would absolutely lose our minds over the sweet potato jack, right?
Right.
So I'm trying to tell you, this word is better than those sweet potato jack.
All right, now.
It's on good. When I say it's good, it's good. It's good. Amen. Bless the Lord. Mm-hmm. We are so thankful today. It's Thursday. Thankful to be here, just to be here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we still hearing all the stories, everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody didn't make it. Somebody's not here. Somebody lost their mind. You know what? All you can say when you hear those stories is, God, I thank you. I'm still here, clothed in my right mind, divine healing in my body, oh God. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank
Only you.
You
could have done this for me. Come on now.
Thank you, God.
You know what
thank
our response is when you hear those stories? Our response is, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, you going to be okay? You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they need to hear feedback like, you know what? God is still in control.
Yes.
Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare throw in the towel. Right? You know what I love about God? This one I love. Because right when I get to acting a fool, and I'm talking about me, myself, when I get to acting a fool, he says a word like this. I said, are you talking to me? Are you trying to get me to talk to you? I'm talking to all of you. You ain't exempt. I'm talking to all of you. I said, oh, okay, all right. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, God. Thank you
thank
because you woke us up this morning. Clothed in our right minds, divine healings within our bodies. You saw fit to allow us to see another day. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name just for being who you are and all of your glory. God, thank you. You have to walk away from us, but thank you that you don't. Thank you, God. And I thank you for looking past all of our faults, all of our shortcomings, oh God. Even when we beat ourselves up, when we beat others up, you are still there standing by our side. And for that, we say thank you. We
thank you, God.
In the name of God. Father God, the fact that you are the only one, you are the only one, you are the only one that would never, ever, ever turn your back on us. And for that, we say thank you. We can't thank you enough for all that you do. From waking us up in the morning, protecting us from danger seen and unforeseen, for just being by our side when we think we're all alone. Thank you, God. Thank you for doing it for us. Thank you for loving us the way that you do. Thank you, God. Now, Father God, I'm going to move out of your way and allow you to use me as a vessel to speak your word, not my word, but thy word, that thy people will be blessed. Some are going to be encouraged. Some are going to be lifted up. And all are going to be blessed, and as a result, you and only you will get the glory. We thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. Have your way right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I feel like I'm running down the runway, y'all. I'm running down the runway. Ain't no plane, but I'm running anyway. My goodness, glory to God. I tell you, I just got back off vacation. What a wonderful vacation. I tell you. It's something about laughter. That's why God continues to tell us or remind us that laughter is good for the soul.
Amen.
You've got to find a reason to laugh. You've got to find a reason. As a matter of fact, I'm saying it like, or not, there's a lot of reasons to laugh. there's a lot of reasons to smile. You know, it's not impossible to laugh or smile, have a good time. And we say, like, you got to find a reason to smile. And I had to stop myself because it's not that hard to find a reason to laugh. It really isn't.
Nope.
You know, one time I said that to a young lady. I said, you got to find a reason to laugh. She said, I got one. I looked at my mama's boyfriend. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. I said, I guess I would make you laugh. But, you know, come on now. Be easy on your mom. That's all she got. But anyway, I thank God for all of you that are here with us today. Thank God, Apostle R.D. Wiggins. The word of God tells us to give honor where honor is due. And so I have to continue to give honor. I thank God for the visionary Apostle R.D. Wiggins. Thank God for the man of God. Thank God for his lovely bride, Lady Nadine. Thank God for our evangelist, Hilda, the assistant pastor. We thank God for this woman of God. She is there doing the most. See, trust me. She running the sound. She getting the word. She pulling the people together to come in and preach. She's doing it all. And when no one shows up, there she is. I'm a preach. I'm a run the sound. I'm a do it all. Lord, whatever it takes. So we bless God for this awesome woman of God, evangelist Hilda. We love you. God bless you. We continue to pray your strength. And on that note, we thank God for Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is our mother of the line. We thank God. For Apostle Mother Wiggins, we continue to pray her strength daily.
Lord.
This woman is full of words of wisdom. You hear me? She stays in that word, and she keeps us, when we get, you know, turning left, when we should be going right, she'll put us back on the right track. So we thank God for our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. Thank God for Sister Barb. Thank God for all of the fivefold leaders. Really, thank God. Because you know what? We have leaders that they may not be on the line anymore, but they're still leaders that are connected to us. So we thank God for them. We thank God for the love of my life, Pastor Stephen Dubose. Thank God for the man of God continuing to preach. I tell you, I don't know about anybody else, but it's a fight right now to stay right. It's a fight to stay right, right? It's not hard to do, but it is a fight, right?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. You've got to fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
To stay in the faith, right? It's not impossible if you let God help you. If you don't let him help you, then you're going to continue to fight. And it may look like a losing battle, but trust you me, at the end of the day, God says, "What? How can it be a losing battle? I've already obtained the victory for you." Come on now.
Amen.
Wow. All you got to do is fight the good fight of faith. That's the only fight you got to fight.
That's
the good fight of faith. That's it. Everything, leave it up to him. You said you got me. Well, look, take me. Make sure you got me. Look, that's like, I'm about to hurt somebody's feelings. That's like walking with your man or your woman by your side, and you walk in and you see trouble up ahead, and you look back at the man that's with you that's supposed to be the love of your life, like, you got me, right? And when you go to turn and look for him, he gone. You go, what in the... Wow. Wow. Come on now. That happened. I know. It happened to me. I stand up. I told y'all, some folks getting ready to beat me up, and I just knew I had my brother and my sister by my side. I turned around, them two was gone. I said, I wasn't talking about you. My whole demeanor changed because I had nobody by my side. I ain't saying nothing about her. She said, yes, you did. Yes, you did. They wanted to jump me. Her boyfriend said, go ahead, get up. And I said, where in the world is my brother? They was like, that wasn't our fight. That was your fight. You opened up your mouth.
Yeah.
Ooh. See, this, you know why I'm telling you this? Because, my goodness, sometimes you got to step away from family. They're not always going to be there in your time of need. Come on now. But God will. But God will. He will always be there. No matter when you need him, he's going to be there. And I thank God for him, because I tell you, what would I do without him? We're going to get in this word. Thank God for all the visitors that continue to join me on the line, support us in this ministry. Block Talk Radio, pray one for another. That's what it's all about, praying for others. Come on now. Let's get into this word, because like I said, it's good. We are going to be, thank you, Lord. Woo! We're going to the Old Testament. Yes, sir. We are going to be coming from, I love when God puts a twist on things, same word, but it's got a twist. We are coming from 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 21 through 22. And then 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 14, 15, and 18. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. 1 Kings 18, 1 through 5. After a long time in the third year of the drought, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the face of the earth. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. The famine was severe in Samaria, and Ahab summoned Obadiah, who was in charge. Y'all better stay with me in the spirit. He summoned Obadiah, who was in charge of the palace. Now Obadiah greatly feared the Lord. For when Jezebel had slaughtered the prophets of the Lord, Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them, 50 men per case, providing them with food and water. Then Ahab said to Obadiah, go throughout the land to every spring and every valley. Perhaps we will find grass to keep the horses and mules alive so that we will not have to destroy any livestock. 18:21-22. Then Elijah approached all the people, and y'all got to bear with me. I got to skip around in lieu of time. You want to know the whole story? Go back and read it for yourself. Study to show yourself approved. Come on now. That means you got to get into word sometimes for yourself. Amen. 18:21-22. Then Elijah approached all the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is your God, follow him. But if Baal is your God, follow him. But the people did not answer a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I am the only remaining prophet of the Lord. But Baal has 450 prophets. Mm. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. If there's more to that sentence, I don't know because I don't see it. I must have cut it off. But Baal has 450 prophets.
Yeah.
Okay.
450.
Thank you. Bless you. So now 1 Kings 19, 14, 15, and 18 says, I have been very zealous for the, oh my goodness, glory to God, with your zealous self. I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, he replied. But the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I am the only one left, and they are seeking my life as well. My goodness, glory to God. Then the Lord said to him, wow. Then the Lord said to him, go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you arrive, you are to anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Verse 18 says, nevertheless, I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and whose mouths have not kissed him. My goodness, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! The title of this message is God's Faithfulness. God's Faithfulness. My goodness, y'all know the story with Elijah. He told King Ahab, as surely as the Lord thy God lives, for 3 years, there's not going to be any rain. And so for 3 years, there was no rain. So now we see that in the third year of the drought, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, go present yourself to Ahab now, because now I'm going to send rain. Why? Because you already told him, my goodness, glory to God. You already gave him the word of the Lord that said, it's going to take 3 years before you see a raindrop. So now it's been 3 years, and God says to him, okay, go show yourself to Ahab. So I can release the rain, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know why God said that? Hello? Because he was sent by God.
Right? You can't, oh my goodness, glory to God. You can't prophesy for God and, oh my goodness, and it come true unless God really sent you. You got a whole bunch of proper liars out there. Okay? That's why you got to be careful with those itchy ears. God didn't send everybody that says, God told me to tell you. Mm-hmm. Which God? The big G or the little G? Huh? Huh? Because somehow you telling me that God sent you to me is just not sitting well in my spirit. And it's the same spirit of the one that you said sent you to me. Come on now, my goodness, glory to God. We got to act like we're educated in the spirit realm. You've got to let Satan know he's not dealing with any more dummies. Those days are over with. When I was a child, I spoke like a child and didn't know no better. I'm like, oh, God, Satan's trying to kill me. Satan is doing that. Satan is doing that. I done growed up now.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be, oh, my God, look what Satan's doing to me. Look at Satan. Satan's just busy. He's just on my tail. Oh, not now. Now it's Satan, get the hell behind me. That's what the Father said in his word. He said, get thee behind me. Well, since hell is your home, I can tell you to go on home. Because that's what I'm saying. Satan, go home. It's just a different way.
Right.
Come on now. That's all I told him to do. Go home.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be.
Behind.
Huh? Because mm-hmm. I'm not a child anymore. It doesn't mean I don't get tossed around. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't mean I don't get tossed around. It just means I don't get tossed to and fro. You know what to and fro means? He keeps doing the same thing over and over and over and over again to you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There's one area of my life that little rascal will not stop attacking. He just keeps attacking the same area. And guess what? The other day I decided... Can you hear me? I said, I decided, well, since you be torment me with that area, why don't you just have that area? Huh? Because I'm going to move on. I'm going to step away from that. You can have that area. I ain't even going to be going through that no more. And guess what? Can I tell you God came after me? He is, oh, my goodness. Can you imagine a holy God dropping his whole skirt tail down? Mm-hmm. And you looking up in the sky going, what is that? Oh, my God. You know why I say that? Because when I was on a plane, that's what I felt like. I was on the plane, right? And when I tell you I had to laugh myself silly with my family, I laughed myself silly. And I was on the plane thinking about those laughs. But the funny part was I didn't leave there until about 11, 10 or 11 that night. To get home to my son's house to try to pack all our clothes to be up by 4 and out the door by 4:30 and at the airport by 5. I'm telling you, when I got on that plane, I was sound asleep. Poof, they ain't even finished telling you all the safety measures. Well, if this happens, drop down your oxygen. I was gone. Click out. But guess what happened to me? Now, I was sound asleep. Forgot I was on the plane. I was so asleep because I'd been up all that time. And guess what happened to me? God said, and when he blew on me, it opened my eyes. And when I opened up my eyes, I looked outside. I looked out the plane. And I went, oh, okay. Okay, what is that? Now, I have looked out the window of the plane many a time because I always get on the wing and I want to look out the window. I don't like it. I'm scared of it, but I want to look anyway because it amazes me. So I just do. So I'm looking out the window, and I'm going, what is that? Now, for me to look out the window that I always look out when I'm on a plane, I look out the window, same thing, you up in the sky. But I looked out the window going, what is that? Because this time, I don't know how he was flying, or maybe I just never paid any attention. This time, we were right in the midst of the clouds. So all I saw was the clouds. And I went, wow. I don't know how far we normally are up or how low we normally be because I've never seen the clouds like that. And I'm looking at the clouds and I'm going, But I just kept staring at it. And so then I just dozed on back to sleep. Why? Because I was exhausted, so I went on to sleep. That was the first time he spoke to me, because it amazed me to see the clouds that is always out there. But this time, I saw the clouds, right? So y'all got to stay with me in the spirit so y'all can hear what I'm saying. The next time he came to, oh, sorry, thank you, Holy Ghost. That was the second time. The first time he came to me, he got me, right? Because I was out there, y'all know me, I'm a shopper. I don't know what to do myself. I went out there shopping. I'm in Georgia. I got to shop before I go back to Arizona. So I'm there shopping. I'm just shopping. Shopping, shopping, shopping. Right? So while I'm shopping, I went over to the jewelry that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm picking up all the jewelry because they had all kind of sales. And I'm getting all the jewelry. I'm like, ooh, 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 ooh. And then somehow one of the chains fell on the floor. So I looked down to pick it up, and the chain said, be still. And I reached for the chain. I said, what? Now, I'm looking at where the chain fell, the necklace, and I'm going, there's no way I hit this necklace. I picked the necklace up. I don't know about y'all. I know when I'm hearing from God, okay? I don't need him to crack the sky, stick his head out, and go, Kathy, no. I know when he's talking to me. I picked that chain up. I took all that jewelry, put it back on that thing, and hauled the hell of my sons out. I said, my son, my daughter-in-law, everybody could say I was so freaked out. I said, you know what? I was in the store, and I tried to get some jewelry, and God said, be still, be still. And I know they're looking at me because they're like, what? But see, they don't know how God speaks to me. I know how God speaks to me. None of those necklaces had words on them, none of them, except the one that fell. The one that fell landed so that I could see I did not knock it off the thing. It fell so that I would reach down, pick it up, and be still. Mm. Ooh, ooh, y'all may not understand this, but I'm trying to tell you. I put that jewelry back. I hauled tail out that store. I called everybody. I said, God said, be still. Ooh, God said, be still. I don't know what's going on. God said, be still. Okay, that was the first time. And of course, guess what? Everybody looked at me like, oh, okay, so just be still. You know, so they didn't hear me, right? When you talk to, oh, my goodness, glory to God, watch this. When you in the spirit and you talk to someone that's not in the spirit, it is a mystery to them. They have no clue what you're saying, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I'm shaking in my boots and nobody got a clue. And God said, I can only imagine God looking at Jesus going, Jesus, what's she doing? They're not going to understand what she's talking about because I wasn't talking to them. I was talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not going to get a response or an answer to what I said to her other than it coming from me.
Exactly.
So no one could help me. No one. No one could tell me what he was saying, what it means. You know, they could tell me what they thought, but I love it because the ones that I talked to, they were letting me know, I'm not really feeling anything like I normally do, but I think he's saying, you know? So I was like, okay, no help. So that was for me. Okay, gotcha, gotcha. Get on the plane, and then that's the second one. That's when I saw the clouds. And I seen the clouds, and I went, okay, you trying to get me. And I went on back to sleep. That was the second time. So yesterday, I get up. We got a lady in our office. She got nothing but candy on her desk. I said, oh, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I got to go get some candy. I get up to go get the candy, so I'm going out the door. And she says, Kathy, I meant to tell you that I need some ink for my printer. And I said, okay, what's the number? So she says, it's two numbers. And I said, two? So she said, yeah, I need two inks for it to work. It's an old printer. So I said, okay, give me a note. She gave me a note. I said, you know what, write that down. I'm not hearing a word you say. So I walked towards her to get the paper from her. And when I turned around, look, I'm about to start crying. When I turned around as I got the paper from her, and I turned around, and on her desk it said, be still.
Mm-mm.
I said, oh, okay.
I got it. You know, because, see, no one understands how God speaks to me. I saw the clouds, but I heard God saying, be still. And I said, okay, this is too much for me. Because when I'm looking at the clouds, guess what? It looked like the plane wasn't moving. I know the plane was moving. It just looked like it wasn't.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. That's the third time. So with that being said, I know I got to be still. But watch this now. There's some things that I was saying to God, and he came back at me, and I'm trying to tell you now, watch how Elijah did the same thing. And I tried to get on his wing, and God said, yeah, I'm glad you understand when the message comes, and it really comes, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we're seeing Elijah. He done with his bold self. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to be no rain for 3 years. I don't care what you do. You better make sure you got something to eat because you ain't getting no rain. You don't get no rain, you can't get no crops. You can't get no crops. You cannot eat. Now God said, it's been 3 years. Elijah, go and tell him. Go show yourself because I'm going to let it rain. Okay, I'm going to go show myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Come on.
Y'all got to stay with me because I told you I'm running. So now it's 3 years. So here's the thing. Ahab summons Obadiah.
Yes.
Was in charge of the palace.
That's
Obadiah
right.
Obadiah
mm-hmm.
worked for Ahab. Watch it now.
Come
Obadiah
on.
Worked for Ahab. But Obadiah feared the Lord. Ahab, I know it looks like I work for you, but I belong to the Lord. It looks like I work for you, but I belong to the Lord. Because you know what Obadiah did? It says that when Jezebel started slaughtering the prophets, Obadiah, who
yes.
worked for Ahab, her husband, went and took 100 of them and hid them.
Yes.
And made sure they had food and water.
Uh-huh.
So, my goodness, good God, you know how much I love you. Here's the thing. Obadiah, okay, I work for you, but I'm not scared of you. I'm scared of the Lord thy God, my God. You ain't got nothing on my God.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, my goodness, God, I'm going to protect what belongs. He took 100 prophets, 50, 50, 50. Come on now, this thing going to click with y'all any minute now. He took by the number of 50 and hid them in the cave and made sure they had food and water. Right?
That's
so
right.
He was keeping them alive. Now
mm-hmm.
understand this. When Jesus, oh my goodness, God, I want to jump up and down. When Jesus looked at the disciples and said, feed them what you got, 2 loaves, 5 fishes. So here's
yes.
the thing. Guess how they had a few? By 50. He started feeding them. They're feeding
yes.
by 50.
Yes.
Come on now. So now, here's Obadiah putting them in the cave by 50 and
mm-hmm.
feed every one of them. It's 100 of them, right?
Yes.
Woo! I love this because it says Ahab. And if you look in your Bible and take a chance to look in there sometime, it says Ahab was the absolute worst. He was an absolute worst as a king. He was not favored by God. He was the absolute worst. And here it is, Obadiah worked for him. Watch this. Obadiah worked for Ahab, but he was a servant of the Most High God. Come on now.
Yes.
Mom, give it glory to God. Because he took what belonged to God and hid them and fed
right.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, watch this. So he says, Obadiah, he hid the prophet, provided food and water. And then Ahab said to Obadiah, go throughout the land and every valley, perhaps we can find grass to keep the horses and mules alive so we don't have to destroy them because they die of thirst and hunger. My
yes.
goodness, glory to God. Now, I got to drop down 1 Kings 18, 21, 22. Okay? So this is Obadiah in the background, right? If you read on, you'll see that when Obadiah left to go do what Ahab told him to do, somewhere along the line, along the way, he ran into Elijah. And Elijah said to him, go back and tell Ahab where I am. And that's when Obadiah said, well, why are you trying to get me killed? You know when I go down and tell that man I see you, that God is going to take you away from here to protect you, and I'm going to look like a fool, and he's going to wind up killing me.
That's right.
Look at your Bible. That's in there. And so we see where Obadiah ran into Elijah along the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, run and tell him, right? We see all that. Now, Now we're going to get to the good part of the story. We're going to see God's faithfulness. Because Elijah, in 1 Kings 18, 21 and 22, it says Elijah approached all the people and said, how long? How long? Now he was speaking what God put in his spirit to speak. How long are you going to waver between two opinions? If the Lord is your God, follow him. But if Baal is your God, follow him.
Mm-hmm.
But the people did not answer. You know what? I don't know about any of y'all, but when the anointing is on somebody, it'll freeze you up. Because I have had anointed men and women come up to me and they'll say stuff. And because I could see, feel, and know that that was the anointing of God that was on them, they had no idea what they were saying to me. I'm looking at them going, I can't even say a word. Because I knew it was the anointing of God. And if it's the anointing of God, it's God himself. Come on now. And so what could I say? It's the anointing, right? And so the people couldn't say anything. They just looked at him, right? Then Elijah said to the people, I am the only remaining prophet of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But Baal has 450 prophets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to remind y'all, I got to take you back real quick. I just told y'all, even though we didn't read it because I don't have that much time, I'm trying to bring it in for a close right now. Just a minute ago, I told y'all along the way somewhere in there that Obadiah ran into Elijah, right?
Right.
Obadiah says to Elijah, he says, you know that I fear the Lord God, and you know that I know he's going to protect you. Why are you sending me to do this, and this man going to try to kill me when he can't find me? Elijah got caught up in what he was doing for God. He was so caught up that not only did he tell the people he was the only one left,
right,
he actually said it to God, right? Because if you go to 1 Kings 19, 14, and 15, he says, God comes to the cave and says, what you doing, Elijah? Elijah said, I've been very zealous for the Lord. Now, he's talking to the angel of the Lord. The God of hosts, he replied. But the Israelites, they're the ones that have forsaken your covenant. Ooh! They forsook you, not me. Tore down your altar, killed the prophets by the sword. I am the only one left, and they're seeking my life as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just told you the title of this message is God's Faithfulness. God's Faithfulness. When we hear about God's faithfulness, you know what we think? God is faithful to give me a job. God is going to be faithful enough to get through this. God is going to be faithful enough to put food on my table. He's going to make sure I got a roof over my head, protect my children. Come on now. He's going to heal me from whatever's going on in my body. God's going to do this. He's going to do that. He's going to right? Because he's faithful. Right? He's faithful. He said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. We know he's faithful.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
He's the one that said, fear not because I'm with you. Right?
That's right?
So he's a faithful God. So when you hear God's faithfulness, it is normal.
it is normal for all of us to immediately think God, when God says God's faithfulness, that he's telling us, I'm going to be faithful to do whatever it is you need me to do. Not this time. Come on now. Watch out. So while Elijah's telling God, I've been zealous for you, Lord. I've done this and done that. And the Israelites, they're the ones that forsook you. Ooh, can you imagine God looking at Elijah saying what he's saying? Look at God's face looking at him. You know, that's like when my mom and them, and I'm telling my mother, well, I did everything you told me to. I cleaned up. I did this and I did that, but they ran outside to play. And your mother looking at you like, You think I can't see the house clean. You think I can't see you're the only one in here. Why do you think I can't see what's going on? Do you hear God? Do you hear God? God is looking at Elijah going, why do you think that I don't know what you're trying to tell me?
Of course he does.
In other words, you can save your breath a little because you know I know better. Now, look what he says in verse 15. This is the good part because he's rebuking him. He says, go back the way you came. Now, I'm going to be Elijah. Excuse me? Go back the way you came, and when you get to Damascus, this is what I need you to do. Go to the desert of Damascus. When you arrive, go there and tell Hazael, the king over Aram, to do da-da-da, and I'm going to be Elijah again. I'm sorry, what you say? Do what now? God, did you not hear what I just said? I said they trying to kill me. They after me. And you telling me to go back the way that I came?
Yeah.
Go back. Now, wait, hold on, Lord. Okay, because now I'm not even under the anointing. I just got to ask you as a man. You're telling me to go back the way that I came, and not only are you telling me to go back the way that I came, you're telling me to continue to do the work that you're telling me to do?
Yes.
Knowing the people laying out there waiting on me to kill me.
Yes.
God said, go back the way you came, and then I need you to do this, this, and this. My goodness, glory to God. Y'all better hear this in the spirit. There's so many times when you say, God, I'm facing this, I'm facing that. I'm going through this, I'm going through that. And God look at you and say, okay, so I'm going to need you to go over it. You go, ho-ho. You didn't hear what I just said. I'm going through. My enemy's trying to get me. You know, and you're looking at me saying, go back in there. And when you get in there, I need you to do this and this and that. Lord, I don't think you feel my pain. Do you feel me? And God looking at you going, oh, I feel you. I felt you when you was in your mother's womb. So you know I feel you. If nobody else feel you, I feel you. I don't get you, but I feel you. Wait a minute. You don't get me, but you feel me. No, I don't get you. Because you're looking at a God that is omnipresent, a God that is omnipotent, okay?
Yes.
Nobody has more authority on this earth than me. Nobody is more powerful than me. No one knows what's going on better than I do. And you're looking at me saying someone's trying to kill you?
That's right.
And Elijah going, okay, I guess you do feel me. But I'm still not understanding the part where you don't get. I don't get how you going to sweat something that I'm in control over. The one that's asking you to do all of this is in control of all of this. And just so you know, Elijah, if by some crazy chance you choose not to take this mission, he says in 18, nevertheless, if you don't do it, I have 7,000 more that will. Don't ever think you're the only one God can use to do whatever he's asked you to do.
Amen.
Ooh,
you
don't get so arrogant. Don't get so arrogant. Okay?
Right.
God said, I'm sorry. Did you just you the only one, and the only one who's been faithful to you.
Mm.
And God looked back at Elijah with his response and said, don't tell me about the ones that have been unfaithful. The only thing you need to be concerned with is your own faithfulness and mine.
That's right.
And if you know me, you know you serve a faithful God.
Yes, Lord.
And in my faithfulness, don't get it twisted, I have so many more faithful ones out there than you can imagine. Eyes have not seen nor have heard what I will do for the ones that love me. And guess what?
Right.
It says the ones that love me. It does not mean I'm going to do this for Elijah. And Elijah was all twisted in his head because guess what? He forgot he just seen Obadiah. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Obadiah said, I feel the Lord. And I know the Lord is going to hide you from Ahab. And Ahab is going to kill me for lying. Right? He said, I fear the Lord. I know what God will do. So guess what? It feared the Lord. He was being faithful to the Lord.
Yes.
He worked for Ahab, but he hid 100 prophets.
Yes.
So that they, what in God's timing, would be available to God.
Amen.
Come on now. Elijah was in the wilderness before, and God, the raven to feed him and bring him water. The angel said, get up, you're going to need to eat. You got to preserve your strength. Okay? So if during those times you have to preserve your strength, just understand in a famine, God has to preserve some that are going to go out to the battlefield for him when the famine is over.
Yes.
And there they were, being hid by the man that was trying to kill him. The man that worked for him was there hiding them. Yeah, I work for him, but I serve God. Okay?
Amen.
That man ain't got nothing on my God. And he hid them, and the scripture says he fed them. He made sure they had food and water.
Yes.
And Elijah, you saw me because you told me to tell Ahab I found you. So you saw me. And if you saw me, I know you know the story that I hid 100 prophets. Okay, you know, because you're a man of God. But somehow, you're telling the people, and you're going to turn your little happy butt around and tell God I'm the only one. God says, no. Watch this, y'all. God says, no, Elijah. I'm the only one. I'm a God of faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Do not think your faithfulness will ever, ever, ever outweigh mine. I am the God who is faithful. And I'm faithful enough to make sure you are not alone in whatever you're going through.
That's right.
And just so you know, Elijah, if you got me, how are you alone? How are you the only one? Because if you got me, You know that you were one of the ones that said, open up my servant's eyes so they can see who's with us.
That's right.
So if you got me, you know I don't travel alone. I got all that I need to do what I need to get done.
Yes,
God will never use. He will never, ever, ever use one person to do anything. Because guess what? If the truth be told, he don't need none of us to do it.
Amen.
Huh?
That's
he
right.
can do it without a human being.
Absolutely.
Come on
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
And then on that note, look what he said. Look what he said. Well, get rid of some of them. They're going to think they did this.
Mm-hmm.
We got to fight thousands, but it's only a few hundred of us, and you want us to go out there? Yeah. Because your God is with you.
Absolutely.
And Elijah, while he was being rude and all of this, right, he was also being scary. He was going through, like, one minute he bold and he talking all, you know, strong for the Lord. The next minute he running and hiding from a woman saying she going to kill him. The next minute he's back telling mom he is going to rain. The next minute he hide. Come on now. But you know why God put that in there? So we wouldn't be discouraged. Yeah. So we wouldn't beat ourselves up. Because on the one hand, Kathy can preach for me. She going to stick up for me from here to do it. She going to tell me to God. But then on the other hand, she cried, I can't do this anymore. I took my happy out of her. And then she going to get back there and preach my word. And she going, oh, I can't. I told y'all, me and Elijah was in relation. I told y'all. I just told y'all when he said, be still, that I could relate to what Elijah was doing. Why? Because one minute you bold for the Lord and you speaking that word and you trying to convince the world with the word of God that there is nothing better than God, right? And then on the other hand, reality's over here kicking you in the tail and your life is all twisted. I don't want no counseling. I don't need nobody. I know what I'm going to do for myself. And the next minute, you jumping back up and you preaching that word.
Yes, Pastor.
So God had to show me Elijah. Mm-hmm. Elijah was bold. He was scared. He mm-hmm. was bold. He was, come on now.
Yes,
guess what? Elijah was a human being.
Amen.
And God was not. God said, don't worry about their faithfulness. Just worry about the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
That's the only faithfulness we need to concern ourselves with. It doesn't matter if Billy, Sally, John, Willie, Jim, doesn't matter what their faithfulness looks like. And guess what? Just so you know, their faithfulness may not look like yours. Elijah was bold and said, there's not going to be any rain. Obadiah was over here hiding the prophets. That was faithfulness. Then you got the 100 prophets over here. They're waiting for time to come out and do what God has called them to do. But they were hiding. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what faithfulness looks like. That's why the only faithfulness you need to look at or look for is God.
Yes.
You don't know when I'm being faithful. You don't know when he's being faithful. You don't know when we're being unfaithful. Only God knows.
Yep.
But for sure, you will always, always, always see God's faithfulness. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Amen. Praise God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. At this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction. And following that, we will ask our guests online to give a few words on how they enjoyed the word this evening. Amen.
Amen. If you have not come in to a relationship with God yet, if you have not given your life to Christ, there is no better time than right now. I just told you, we serve a God that is faithful. He's faithful to always be by your side in your time of need, in your time of healing, in your time of deliverance. God is faithful. And guess what? He loves you, 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 and me.
Amen.
He loves us. He loves us enough to keep sending somebody forward. Not just Pastor Kathy, Pastor John, Pastor Billy, Pastor Joel, Pastor Child. pastor this one, bishop that one, evangelist that one. Why? To make sure they present an offer for you to come in. So when you get to those pearly gates, you can never say, no one told me. No one invited me in. That's why he continues to send his word forth. He continues to allow someone to speak the good news. So you
Amen.
Have ample time to
yes.
make up your own mind whether or not you want to come in. And if you are under the sound of my voice, there is no better time than right now to choose God as your living Savior. You all, this is all you have to do. He simplified it. So he made it so easy that anybody can do it and get in. He wants you to get in. He doesn't want to see anybody perish. He loves all of us, regardless of all our wrongs. Anything we've done that you say, God is not going to forgive me, the devil is a liar. God will forgive you. He will have mercy on you. He is a merciful, loving God.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. All you got to do is say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus came and died on that cross for us, and then invite him. I accept your son as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. Come into my life, Lord God. Huh? Yeah, and when you invite him, first you got to acknowledge that you're a sinner. You want to repent. You want to turn away from your wicked ways.
Mm-hmm.
Put your mouth, because you can't receive him until you say with your mouth that you believe he does exist. I believe that Jesus died on that cross for our sins. You got to confess that you believe he exists. And then you've got to invite him into your life. He's not going to just come in and take over. No. Who you know coming into your house and taking over your house without you inviting him to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to invite him into your home. And guess what? Your temple, your body is your house, your temple. And you invite him in. And then after that, guess what? He's in there, right? It does
yeah.
not mean once saved, always saved. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is at that time, you have confessed of your sins. You have acknowledged God exists, his son down a cross, and you've invited him to your, and now he's in there. But guess what? You've got to allow him to change you. You've got to allow him to educate you on his ways, his will, his desire for your life. You've got to let him do that for you.
Yes.
Right? You've got to, because every day we got to acknowledge him. Why? So he can direct our path. Why? So we can stay in the pathway to righteousness. That's why. But it's not hard. It's only hard if you're trying to do it on your own. If you want to stop lying, you can't do it without God. If you want to stop stealing, you can't do it without God. If you want to stop being a homosexual, you can't do it without God. If you want to stop cheating on your spouse, you can't do it without God. No matter what you're doing, you cannot do it without him. You've got to let him help you. You cannot do it in your own strength, but with God. But with God. Come on now. In your weakness, he shows himself strong.
Yes, he does.
And he can bring us out of anything.
Amen.
You just got to want to be brought out.
Yes.
And after you do that, I'm telling you, he's wrapping his holy arms around you. He said, I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you. It's not my desire that you or any of your brothers and sisters should perish. And that's why I've been waiting patiently for you to make up your mind and accept me as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to thank you for that word today to allow us to see we are not alone. We serve a God that is faithful. You're faithful enough to make sure whatever battle we're in, we are not in alone. You are right there with us. You got thousands, 7,000 with Elijah. I can only imagine how many more you got with us that are fighting this good fight of faith with us.
Yes.
They're here on earth. And even if we can't see them, we can surely feel them.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Have made a pathway to heaven. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for all you're going to do. Thank you for your word on today that none of us needs to get beside ourselves to think we're the only one. If you move out the way and say, Lord, I can't do it, guess what? He's going to send another. And if they say no, he's going to send another and another and another until he sees that thing get done.
Yes. Yes.
So don't ever think we're the only one. He is the only one that will be faithful from now until the end of this world. Us, we're human. Sometimes we're faithful, sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're weak, sometimes we're strong. And that's why God is faithful to always watch out for us, always. Because when we don't even know he's watching out for us, he's right there watching out for us, protecting us, covering us, and keeping us. Huh? So yes. We thank God for all that he said tonight. That I pray that we all ponder on this message to hear that when we go complaining to him, say, I'm the only one. God is still going to say, okay, nevertheless, I need you to go do this, this, and this, because you're not the only one. I can get anybody to do what I need them to do. Don't get it twisted. God is faithful. He's faithful in every area of our lives. He is a faithful God. We thank you for this word. We honor you. We adore you. We pray that it has been a blessing to all under the sound of my voice, and it has drawn them even closer in their walk with thee. And for the ones that haven't come in, that it's drawing them nigh to thee. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Back to you, Dr. Toby. Praise be to God. At this time, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. Area code 619-955, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Amen. God bless you. The word was awesome. Just awesome.
Amen. And we
all Sissy, is that you? Oh my God. I'm telling you, God is a bad mamma jamma. He done got Sissy on the phone. That is my sister in California. I'm trying to tell you. Y'all have no idea. It had to be God for her to be on this line. I heard that number. I said, wait a minute. I know Sissy ain't on the line. Sissy on the line, honey. Bless the Lord. I love you, dear heart. Go ahead, Angela Tilda.
Amen. We also want to thank our caller 678-925 for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. And we also want to thank our caller 212-831 for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So we want to thank each and every one of you. Awesome word. We thank Pastor Cassie for that wonderful word this evening. And if you want to know the rest of this story of Elijah, you can also go to your Bibles and, like Pastor Cassie say, read it for yourself to get a full understanding of.
Amen.
And
anytime Sissy wants to join us with a song, she is welcome to get on this line with a song. That girl will sing a roof off your house, hear me? Anytime you want to bless us with a song, just get on and we'll let you sing, girl.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So that...
She acting like she's strong. She's shy.
it's her first lesson, so you have to, like, let her get used to being
on. No, I'm saying, there's going to be other times she get on, and she better get on with a song, because she don't know when God going to say, Sissy, sing.
Amen. Looking forward to that one.
The next time she
gets
on, she better have a song in her heart.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So
I got
we
to go lay down.
Yes, I know you're tired. So we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we return tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer, and at 7 p.m. I will bring a word from the Lord. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening and good night and shalom. And on that, we're going to leave with all, no need to play music because there's nobody there to hear it. Anyway, God bless you all and good night.